Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
Sorry. We're just apologizing to all the wonderful sweet talkers who have taken their time out on this crazy Monday night to join us, and we are late. This is our first time, Trist, to ever, like, legit be
late. For work.
Late for work.
That's true.
Yeah, but we really apologize, man. You know, life gets in the way, things happen, and but here we are, man. We're here on this Monday night, ready to kick it with y'all, talk about some stuff. We're gonna retread a topic that we haven't discussed in quite some time now, but we're ready to revisit it. We're talking about privacy, we're talking about NDAs, we're talking about confidentiality, and how we feel 10 years later after being in a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
So again, welcome. Thank y'all so much. I think this is what, episode 86? Man, that's crazy.
86.
Yo, that's wild. Anyway, so let's knock out some housekeeping, Trist. Email us at thesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at thesweetlifepodcast. And follow us on Twitter at sweetlifepod. Or should I call it X? I don't think I'm ever going to call it X. Do you?
Funny story. So today I was trying to post on our actual Twitter account and I kept scrolling and I scrolled back and I scrolled again. I was like, I don't know, where's that? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You were looking for the app.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, scroll, uh-huh. Came back, scroll. And then
see,
nothing
yeah. See, that tells me something. That tells a lot about yourself, about how often you actually check our socials.
I'm on IG more than I am on Twitter, though.
Fair. You do a lot of our... That's fair. You do a lot of our IG social stuff, so thank you for that. You're doing great. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
I think I'll keep you around for another 4 years.
Oh, hi, Trey. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Let's see. Okay, so let's knock out some housekeeping stuff. I sound loud for some reason. I don't know. I think I'm coming clear through everything.
I can barely hear myself talking right now, so you're good.
Oh, you're snotty. Mm-hmm. Trist is playing hurt, everybody. She is suffering through some sinus stuff, man, but she is a soldier.
I am not playing. I actually am suffering.
No, I wasn't joking.
Some sinus stuff, and I'm very sinusy.
Yeah. Welcome to everybody who is live on Instagram. What's up, everybody? Thanks so much for joining. Hey. Feel free to jump over to, what is this called?
Your live YouTube channel.
That's right, man. Speaking of live YouTube channels, listen, everybody who is here, thanks so much for joining us live in the suite. And if you want to be a sweet talker next time, all you got to do is go over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and you will be notified whenever we go live. And you can jump in, tell us off, tell us that we right, tell us that we wrong, whatever it is, man. Feel free to join. The more of you, the better. We love having sweet talkers, man. Let's see. Shameless Care, people. Make sure y'all check out Shameless Care. They got a lot of good stuff happening, man. They back in action. The promo code SWEETLIFE is still popping. So make sure y'all go over there. You can get some ED medicine. You can get your pregame STI check pack. And I think they have a pack where you can get a STI check before you go on a trip and after. So check it out. And we got a discount code for you.
Before and after care.
Before and after care. Code sweet life. You know what it is. Listen, Trist, we got some things coming up.
Yes, we do.
2023 is still on and popping. We got the Sneaker Ball at Taboo Social Club coming up in September.
Yes, it's on September the 16th. So that one's coming up pretty soon.
It is. September. We're less than 30 days away, yo.
I know. And I still need to go through like outfits and show you stuff and see. And make sheesh. Sure. I got to go see if I can find a jacket. I'm a mess.
Yeah, but man. We're going to a sneaker ball.
We're
going to
figure it out.
I don't have any damn sneakers yet. I got to get some new sneakers.
Yeah. And then on top of that, guys, we are working on doing a sweet and greet.
That's right.
For Sneaker Ball. We need to kind of firm up some of the details around that. Mm-hmm. We need to do that soon, actually.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that this week. We're going to do that this week.
To firm that up. We did. We talked. We know what we want to do. We just got to make sure the location that we're looking at, that right. we can actually do it. So.
Yep. It's going to be a live podcast recording. Not this format, right? No. We're not going to have cameras and all that stuff. It's going to be us with an audience. I know you guys have probably seen other podcasts do that, like Horrible Decisions. They take over like a theater where they do a live recording of their podcast. We're just going to do something small, man, something intimate with a few of our Sweet Talker friends. We're going to kick it, have a nice little topic. It's going to be fun. Probably have some drinks or some little snacks, little things like that to get everybody all nice and lubed up for the Sneaker Bowl.
And we're going to do it enough time. So it's not going to be, oh, we're going to do this right before you need to get ready for the club. We're going to do it a little earlier in the day. So you still have the rest of the day to kind of, you know, relax. Get ready.
And get yourself together. This is the pregame
before your pregame.
The pregame before the pregame. Look at that. Sweet Talker number one checking in says, love that. That's going to be nice.
Thank you.
It's going to be even nicer with you there. Can't wait. Cannot wait to kick it with you again. Let's see. What else we got? That is September 16th.
So we have PCAP. So, guys, if you haven't heard, we are going to be official hosts for this year's Miami PCAP. And this was kind of special to us, right? This is where it all started.
It is.
This is where we had our first event as Lock and Trist.
Yeah,
that was kind of our coming out as Lock and Trist. And here we are and all of that. So it was kind of like new to not new to the podcasting at that time, but really new to in person.
Yeah,
that people kind of like, oh, hey, you, I know who you are.
Exactly.
And kind of having that that whole relationship, that it was a new layer to lifestyling for us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we could get into some of that when we talk about the topic of privacy and confidentiality and aliases and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you're 100% right, Trist. Like, it does kind of mean something special to us, this PCAP. I mean, not only are we going to be able to see a lot of the friends that we made at the first, second, third PCAPs that we went to. But
this was special.
This one's special. We're back in Miami. We're back at the hotel. It was right after COVID.
It was.
I guess it was like during the latter stages.
It was like when the world was just trying to open back up, basically.
That's right. And my Florida was like, fuck it. We never closed.
Yeah. Florida was like, we out here in the streets.
Yeah. Where y'all been? Wait.
We've been straight. That's pretty much how it was.
That's right. It was, but it meant a lot to us, and we can't wait to go back. It's going to be a lot of mixing and mingling. We're going to do another sweet and greet down there.
Yep.
And we can't wait. We can't wait to hang out with all of our friends. We can't wait to hang out with Kate. And, just we love supporting her. We appreciate her supporting us. We appreciate, just all the friends that we've made and all the real genuine connections that we've had from that PCAP experience. Yeah. And we're looking forward to many, many more.
And absolutely. And I tell people all the time, and I'm not just like gaslighting, right? That if you're looking for an event that is intimate, but you're not ready to step all the way out, into the resorts or something like that, but you're looking for something to kind of put your feet in the water, PCAP is a perfect event for that, because you get a lot of the boutique feel. The hotels are always sexy.
Yeah.
Kate does a really good job of setting up different like events and mingling.
Right.
And all of the effort that she puts into it, like, you can really tell. And I'm not just saying that because
you're not blowing smoke here.
We're hosts and we're supposed to be promoting PCAP. Wink. No. But no, it's true, right?
I mean, because we literally got promoted to host like last week.
Yeah.
So
and we were saying this before about PCAP, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my take. But the dates, the dates for this PCAP is October the 20th through the 23rd. Mm-hmm. If you were put on the waiting list, you need to check your emails, because I know that Kate has been sending out some of the rooms as they've been released if anybody canceled. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check, because this one kind of went really fast. Not kind of, it went fast. So people were put on the waiting list. So you want to make sure that you check to see if you, you know, you got promoted too.
And I mean, there are other events. I think they're having one in Montreal in December.
They are.
And if worst case scenario, get on the newsletter and stay. Boom goes the dynamite. Get on the newsletter and stay abreast of any information that comes out for next year's events.
Yeah,
we have a sweet talker that says, so freaking excited for Miami and hopefully to meet y'all. Oh no, you will meet us.
Yes.
All you gotta do
please
is
come up and say
let
hi.
Let us know who you are. Yeah.
In Montreal, speaking of that one, actually they only have two rooms left for that, so that one kind of went fast as well.
Boom. There you go. Yeah. All right. So that's that. We hope to see y'all there. Hey.
Hi.
We got Dandy.
Hi.
We got our people on here. Oh, let's see. They say, hey, peeps. We got Sweet Talkers chiming in. Said,
we got in.
That's right. We can't wait to see y'all there, man.
Yes. Cannot wait.
That's right. That's right.
One more event. So that's it for this year. That's all the events for this year. Then next year, of course, we go into the Casual Swinger Week. That's at Hedo. That the dates for that is March the 30th through April the 6th. Now, we've said this before, and we'll say it again. If you are trying to go to Hedo, especially if it's your first time and you've never been, this is the perfect group to go with. Like, I'm serious when I say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We use this term now every time we kind of like talk about the group and just Mickey and Mallory all the time. It's kind of like open the circle, right? That whole term was basically used throughout the trip. And what it meant was that open your circle. Don't close it up and be, you know, cliquish and just kind of be to yourselves. Open your circle and meet people and let people in.
Right.
And it worked. Like, it, that concept of just saying it to people kind of like clicked, right?
Yeah.
100%, so this group is one of the groups that I feel like we've had like the best time. We've been with some other groups before, but I really, really like this group as well for Hedo. And I'm not just saying that as well because we are hosting, co-hosting with them next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it because it's the truth. Like, we went last year and we're not hosting at all. We just went on a trip as guests. And we had a really good time.
That's right. Listen, it's going to be awesome, man. It's, I mean, great weather.
Mm-hmm.
I think it rained on us just a little bit, but who cares? Nobody gave a shit when you're butt naked, chilling in the pool, hanging out with all your new closest friends,
your new friends that you didn't even know,
and going to a naked baptism.
Yes.
I mean, just all the stories.
All
you can't,
the things.
You can't even just, you can't make this shit up, man.
And another sweet talker says, a little late, we will see y'all at the sneaker ball.
What?
I can't wait.
Oh, he said, will we see y'all at the sneaker ball? Of course. Yes. We are co-hosting that thing.
We in there.
Listen, when you get there, please come and catch us. I know you've been a sweet talker for a very long time. We cannot wait to meet you. Looking forward to it. You got to come and say what's up, man. Hopefully you'll be making it there. And come and have a drink. We're going to toast it up with all the genuine sweet talkers. And since you missed this, we're going to be doing a sweet and greet right before at sometime during the day of the sneaker ball. So stay tuned for that. Another sweet talker says, another bonus of PCAP is that the people you meet are those who listen to the same shows you do and probably share a lot of the core beliefs of what the LS is to you.
That's a good point.
That's an excellent point. That's right. And I mean, at the bare minimum, it's like, you know, you guys reading the same comic. So you can talk about the same stories that you heard from the podcast. You can share laughs on some of those cool moments and things that you heard. So yeah, man, come through, man.
Absolutely.
And we can't wait to meet all of y'all. All right. So I think we're all caught up. That was a lot of housekeeping.
We had to get that out.
We did. But I appreciate y'all all hanging in there with us. We got a thumbs up. Yeah, good. Come through. Come and get a drink. Let's say what's up, man. It's been a long time. So, before we get into all the serious nature of things, y'all know I got to check in with this queen of mine, baby. How you feeling?
How I'm feeling? I'm feeling a little bit under the weather.
Snotty.
I'm a little snotty, and Locke said I was gross. So, now, if I'm gross per se, but I am a little bit, sound like this. And and I actually think this has happened before in one of our shows, and I said I sound like a boy going through puberty.
Yeah.
So this happens every now and then for me. this is kind of one of those times. Other than that, I told Locke that I was going to remember to tell the story because this is just who he is, right? So we went to the grotto.
Judge your mama.
We went to the grotto, and this is a place that's not far from us. It is a nudist resort. Really, really cool place to do like kind of a day trip just to hang out. Well, this time we went, we met a gentleman there who was glamping. And we had never seen exactly like what the individual kind of like pods look like for glamping. So we were excited he was going to let us see his glamper. So we went over to go see the glamper, and he's kind of like pointing out what things are. And he says, oh, yeah, and that one in the middle, that's the play area. And here comes Locke. Oh, yeah? That's the play area? And his neck is like going, like literally, we're not right near it. So his neck is like all popping out, like looking over. And then I was like, I don't think he means that type of play area, Locke. And he's like, what do you mean? He said it's the play area, right?
Yeah.
No, the gentleman really meant like play area, like cards.
Games.
Not play area. He was like, well, he said it was a play area. Why didn't he just say it was a game area?
Exactly. Let me... It always
Why do you
seems
gotta
like
assume
I have to defend myself whenever you have a how you feeling lately.
I'm sorry.
So
but you did it.
No, I didn't do it. He didn't use the English language correctly.
He did.
He said play. He should have said game.
He should have said game, not
play.
And
but hold on. Let me explain now. Mm-hmm. Because he said play area. I thought because I thought that there was only one designated play area, and he called out another one. That's why my neck went crazy. I'm like, where is this area that you're talking about?
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. How come everybody else knew but
it's
you?
It's not like my dick got hard and I was about
I
dragging
didn't say
you over
that,
there.
But how come everybody else in the conversation knew
Nobody
that he
knew.
Was not talking about a play, quote unquote,
whatever
area?
You're going to stop dragging my name through the mud.
So anyway, I wanted to share that story. I said, wait until we do the show. I'm snitching.
Okay. Like, he needs to say the right terminology.
Needs to say, there was games.
Yeah, that's the game room.
There are cards.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's a lot clearer under the circumstances. You go to somewhere where everybody walking around butt ass naked,
mm-hmm.
and he going to talk about some play area. Okay, yeah, I think that's the play area. I think that's it's fucking going on in there.
No.
Someone says that's just funny. He was coming with the wrong toys. Yeah, I'm bringing like vibrators and shit, and somebody else got some dominoes.
Yeah, he walking in like, what? I thought this was the play area.
Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah,
shit.
That's
well,
that would have been him.
His bad, not mine.
Yeah. So, Locke, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm tired of defending myself. No. Nah. Actually, Trish, I'm excited for tomorrow, man. I'm excited for Taco Tuesday.
Oh.
Because this is going to be kind of cool. Well, it's supposed to be what? Tacos and tequila night, right?
Yes.
This was an idea posed by our oldest kid, who is 21. So tequila is legal for her, right?
Yep.
but so what we're going to be doing is, you know, this was her party.
Hmm?
But us, not knowing how to behave ourselves, and you see how I say us? I didn't say Trist. I said us, as in we, unified, invited all of our friends
she said,
to her party.
We can go. She said, you guys can invite your friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure about that? But I'm excited about it because I think it's a testament to like our friendships with our friends, right? Like, we know... that, I mean, we're bringing legit like lifestyle friends with that are going to be co-mingling with her college friends,
yeah,
her college age friends. And it's cool that we can have this kind of, meeting of the minds of the old school and the new school, the lifestyle and the vanilla. So we think, like, we don't know what level these youngsters on. Somebody, I swear they're going to be like, I'm Polly. You know, they think they know what the fuck they talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's just going to be cool. I'm excited. I'm happy about it. I'm happy that we get to mix these groups up and see how it goes, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be like us old heads trying to school these youngins on one thing or another. But I think it's going to be very cool.
Oh, like Tito's is not
tequila.
Tequila?
Bingo.
Yeah, that, you know, that part.
The basics.
That's basic information.
Youngsters.
Tito's is not tequila. Young,
exactly. We had to school folks. We had to school our kid. Yeah, yeah. She thought Tito's was fucking tequila, y'all. Where did we go wrong?
I was like, yeah, this is gonna be a great event.
It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be, but I'm proud of her though. She's actually been planning the whole thing. Mm-hmm. She actually bought pretty much all of the
we
stuff.
Have minimal work to do.
We were supposed to go shopping today, but we didn't. But we'll get there.
We'll do it tomorrow. We have the heavy lifting. We got to get outside ready.
All right, we got this. But no, that's what I'm excited about. So. My beautiful queen, my wonderful sweet talkers on this lovely Monday night. Are y'all ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging in there. We appreciate y'all again on this Monday night. For those who are just joining, this is the right time because now we are getting into the topic. We're talking about NDAs. We're talking about privacy. We're talking about confidentiality. Revisited, right? This is me, Tristan and I have been in the lifestyle for 10 years.
100 years.
It feels like it. It feels like we was born in this. You know what I mean?
Born this way.
Nah, nah. Because there was definitely a pre-lifestyle. I was about to say my government pre-lifestyle lock and a current post-lifestyle.
Yeah, you's about
lock.
To owe me some money.
I know, right? That would have been $50 on myself. That would have been dumb as shit. Anyway.
I would have been Richard.
Anyway, so we've been doing this for 10 years, right? And we know that in the beginning, like the way we saw this stuff, the way we thought about it, it was so closed-minded and so timid and so scared. And we're talking to the people who might be listening who are new and given some time, you might experience some of the changes that we felt. I'm not going to call it necessarily growth because I'm not saying that the way that you're thinking is wrong and you will develop into what I am. That's bullshit, right?
No.
People just think differently.
Yeah.
So we are thinking differently than we did before. And we're going to dive deep into some of that. We started with some basic shit, y'all. How did we feel early on, Trist, about just using our real names?
Absolutely not.
It was a no-no. Why?
I actually don't know why. Now if I think about it, but that was a real big no-no back like when we first, like I'm not wanting to say we first started. I'm talking about this went on for years.
Right.
But that was kind of like a big no-no. Like we would go by aliases.
Yeah, I mean, because I think it had something to do with the circles that we was running in, right? And it's not a bad thing. I'm not casting judgment on some of the circles because a lot of the people that we met early on, I wouldn't say a lot, but some of the people that we met early on, they were using like their real names. But I think we were just a little nervous about it, especially when it came to, y'all about to date me, Facebook, right? When we were on, we had Facebook pages. We had like our alias Facebook pages. Yeah. And what were those names?
Oh, so our earlier Facebook names was Jess Shimmer.
That was you.
Yes, that was me. Like Jess, J-U-S-S, Shimmer.
And that was funny because I would ask you, okay, what do you want your new name to be? And you was like, just Shimmer. Just Shimmer.
That's all I want.
And I don't know if I misheard it or if we just thought it was cool to call it Jess. So people started calling you Jess.
Jess. Yeah. So people started calling me Jess.
Right.
So my name early on was Jess.
And mine was Styx. S-T-I-X-X to you. Sticks to you.
Yes.
Right? And so those were our private names or our lifestyle names.
Yeah.
And we held those up for a little while.
A long time.
Yeah. And I think, again, now, relating it to some of the circles that we're running into, early on, if you remember this, Trist, we was kind of falling into like some BDSM groups where people used their aliases
this is
a
true.
Lot.
This is true.
They went by those names.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Mr. Blue?
Mr. Blue.
Mr. Yep. Fucking Blue.
That was his name.
I have never seen anybody dominate someone like that before.
I still haven't.
Still haven't. Since. Right. Like, he put the lady in punishment.
I have never seen that since we saw it that one night.
My man gave her, like, a head nod. Like a you know how you say, get out of here. With just like a head push to the right. You just kind of cock it and like, get out of here. Scoot. With no words, gave her a head scoot.
From across the room.
From across the room. And she walked over, got on her knees, and faced the wall.
In a corner.
And just stayed there. Damn near the whole party.
And I was like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah. I need to know what Jedi mind trick you just used on that beautiful black woman right there. How you do that?
Confused.
Yeah. Mr. Blue had it going on. He was
sure did.
But anyway.
And he was smooth. He was like calm, nice and smooth. He was like, yeah, you know, he was just real chill about it.
Allow me to digress even further, but it seems like at that party, we learned a lot about the BDSM community that was my idea of BDSM was like violence and everybody was angry and rock music or something like that. But that whole party, that whole scene took all of that. Everybody was very calm and very chill.
And it had a lot of elements happening.
It was a lot of shit happening. And what also blew my mind was how black it was. I didn't realize that that the black community was so heavy into BDSM.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Thank you for allowing me to digress. Anyway, so we quickly started using our real names.
Not quickly.
Again, we were talking about this in the pre-show. I think that we did.
Nah.
We didn't give our real Facebook pages to a lot of people.
We did not.
But when we met a lot of people in person, I'm trying to remember.
No.
I was about to say, you might actually be right. You might actually
be right.
That's
not true.
Yeah.
We debated this earlier, guys. But I still stand. I don't think that's true.
You're right. Because I remember going to one of Mr. Dependable's parties early on, and we were still Sticks and Just.
Yes, we were.
So, but I can't remember when we started going by our governments. Do you? Now, when did we start doing that? Let me ask you that.
I think it was when we got more comfortable in the lifestyle. Like, once we started really building, like, relationships and things like that with people and friends, and we started to get our own, like, friend groups and things like that, that's when I think we started, like, using our names, and it kind of, like, grew from there, right?
How does one build comfort? Again, let's talk to the newbies here. How do you get comfortable with that? How do you decide when it's okay to be like, yeah, my name is Jonathan? You know what I mean? I'm John. Nice to meet you. No more Sticks. You know what I mean?
I don't think that, I mean, and I could be wrong, right? I think that now, because I've only know of one other situation that's come up recently, like as we've gone, I mean, we're years in at this point. If it's only one incident that came back up recently where somebody was using another name, and I was annoyed by it. I remember being annoyed, but then I had to think about it. Like, we used to do that, right? Like, at the very beginning. Because now I'm like, you can tell me your first name. I don't really care, dude. Like, you don't got to tell me your name is this, but it's really whatever. You know, it's something else. Like, just tell me what your first name is. It's not like I'm going to be like, what's your last name?
So now I'm going
to
challenge you on
where you live at.
Because we did have an incident a long time ago with a couple. If you remember, we went to Topgolf with that couple.
No, that was just straight being deceitful.
Okay, so tell me the difference.
Okay, so here's what happened, guys.
Because they were going by aliases that got found out.
I think we spoke about this early on in the show, but it was in a different way.
And we probably have different perspective on it, so go ahead.
Right, so what happened was we went out with this couple to Topgolf. We had been talking already, so it's like if we're already building this relationship. We had been talking back and forth, things like that. We set up the date, you know, all right, let's go.
I think this was our first date with them.
Yeah, it was.
Like our first legit
but we had been talking for a
while. Yeah, we've been talking for a while. Yeah.
So we went on this date and we're playing the game of Topgolf. So you're playing and we're playing.
And your name is on the screen.
And the name they put on the screen was their actual name.
It was different from the name that we knew them.
Right. It was totally different. So then we're like, oh, your name is so and so, like that. And instead of them just saying yes, now this is where it's all like, you know, the way I feel like it was a little shaky.
Gets murky.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Instead of them just saying yes, you know, but we go by X, Y, and Z, whatever the case is, our aliases we use, they were like, oh, my government job, So we can't be using those. And it was kind of like, oh, you found us out that that's our name. And I just was like, I don't really care what you do for your job and your government job, like, especially where we live, right? Everybody and their mother
got
a clearance.
Got some kind of clearance.
Or because of where we live, right? So for you to just say that is ridiculous to me right now. And secondly, we've been talking this whole time, and you could have just said at any point of time that we've been talking, say, hey, we go by this. These are our aliases. And that's where the deceitful part comes in.
Okay. All right. All right. But maybe they weren't comfortable with you yet. Right.
Well, we was talking for a little bit.
But maybe they weren't.
Point.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all subjective. Right. Just because you felt comfortable enough to share. And I did, too.
Told them our name.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We felt comfortable enough. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that someone else is. We can't hold anybody to the standards that we hold ourselves to.
That's fine.
Just because we feel a certain way.
And that just means that you're not for me and I'm not for you. And we didn't talk hardly anymore after that.
Tris, you're so dismissive. But you got to remember, you're talking to people who might be going through this right now. You know what I'm saying? And for you to be so dismissive, you're dismissing
how... I'm not dismissing it.
You're like, yeah, well, we just not good. Fine, fuck you then.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying that maybe we're just not each other's cup of tea, right?
Right.
Because I feel like if I've been talking to you... I'm sorry. One sec. But if I've been talking... I'm not talking about somebody, oh, we just met at a party. Oh, you know, this and that. If I am consistently talking to you, and you know that I just had the situation recently in Texas. Somebody did not actually know my name, and it made me annoyed. Because literally, if there are multiple conversations that you are having with somebody
in a chat group, it sounded like you said Texas, but in text. I'm sorry.
In text, chat, whatever social media, however you're having this conversation, you're talking back and forth, whatever method you're using to do that, right? And this conversation goes on and on for over a period of time. I'm not talking about a day.
Okay.
Over a period of time, and you either don't know my name,
Tris,
you're saying that you don't feel comfortable with telling me your name.
Tris. Those are two completely different stories and circumstances. One is with someone who was giving us fake name, right?
Yeah.
Another is someone who did not know your name. Those are completely different. And I understand being frustrated with the person who did not know your name. That story has no relevance here.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Well,
because we were out in front and they just didn't know your name. That's a whole other story. That's a whole other topic for another day.
Okay.
We can get there. But I'm talking about giving you a fake name. I'm talking about the fact that they might not have been comfortable. And then you're saying, okay, fine. That just means we're not compatible.
Correct.
But.
I'm not changing my stance.
Tris, that's fine. I'm putting the words to it. You're saying just because somebody is not comfortable with you
after
ma'am,
a certain period of time, yeah.
Then we're not compatible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
We have a sweet talker there chimed in. It says it's like that scene from the very first Jurassic Park. We have Dodson here. Dodson. We got Dodson. That's right. That's right. For the most part,
no one cares. And
exactly.
That's how I felt about it.
Yeah, but it took some time is all I'm saying. It takes some time.
We have aliases, but my wife is horrible at using mine. Within our little group, we have gotten comfortable with our real names over the last year because we cash app back and forth.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cash App will bust you out every time. You're paying for dinners and all that stuff or paying for the club.
And
yeah,
I'm not asking what your last name is. We're talking about your first name.
All right, Trist. All right, boo. Let's see how often you give that out. Speaking of, then, let's talk about aliases. Let's talk about Locke and Trist.
Well, that's different.
Explain.
So that's work. So, and I know we spoke to some other former podcasters about this, right? It is work, and people could say, oh, it's not, you should love it, it's fun, and this and that, and the third. No, when we are hosting, or if we are in a form where people know that we are Locke and Trist, it is work. It is work, especially when we're hosting, right? So you are now that persona of Locke and Trist, because that is essentially what you're there for. You can't just say, oh, I'm not locking Tris. I'm this and that. That's not how this works. So it's like you have to embody who you are. You are this persona and you also are your normal person. We had to learn that part, like the perfect balance between the two. But I still think that that is the difference in this.
Sure. And I think that the benefit of Locke and Trist, of taking the characters of Locke and Trist out to a party, is that they're 99% who we are. Like, this is who we are. It's just that we have to be, not be, we have to just... it's not a performance, no. Right? I'm not performing right now. And when I'm at a party or like when we go to PCAP, I'm not performing. No. It's just that I have to remember that people want to talk. People want to talk to Locke and Trist. And I want to talk to the people who listen to the show and want to, you know, share stories, or they want to hear some behind the scenes stuff. Uh-huh. That's cool. It's just that I got to remember, you just got to be on more often and longer. You know what I'm saying? Rather than, when I'm my government, I can just kind of blend in, move around, and I engage when I want to engage. You know what I mean?
Basically.
I think that's the difference, because I'm still me, and I'm still going to, you know, say the same corny jokes or, you know, flirt when I can and do all those cool things, all the fun stuff that makes me me, but I just got to do it more often. Got to be on. And I don't have a problem with that. When you say it's work.
I mean, that's what I mean by, okay.
I'm almost done. When you say it's work, yes, it's work, but I don't want to characterize it or mischaracterize it as strenuous work.
I was going to say, it's, you know, fun work. That's exactly what I was going to ask. I was going to add to that. It's fun work, but there is an element to that. We don't just go into events. We have to know what we're, you know some type of, okay, this is what we have. This is the schedule. We have to be at this place at this time. There are things and planning that has to go into that. We don't just show up at a seminar. I'm like, we're here, you know? So that's what I'm saying by there's a certain element of work that we have to put into the what is Locke and Trist. And not just that, from the way that we, you know, dress on all of those things. And that's how I dress, like my normal self.
All the time.
But still, there are certain things that you do consider when we are Locke and Trist.
That's true. So what about you, Sweet Talkers? We got someone who said that they have an alias, but their wife is terrible at using it. What about the rest of you? Do you guys have aliases? Do you have nicknames? Do you go by initials? What do you do to maintain that privacy and why? Like the Sweet Talker said, it's like no one really cares ultimately. Yeah. You know, it's not like you're giving your social security and your credit card information and shit like that. We just chilling. We having fun. We're going to parties. We kicking it. So let me know your thoughts on that, Sweet Talkers. Now, let's talk about NDAs. NDAs are non-disclosure agreements. And Google defines it as... non-disclosure agreements are legally enforceable contracts that create a confidential relationship between a person who has sensitive information and a person who will gain access to that information. A confidential relationship means one or both parties has a duty not to share that information. That's some heavy shit. But before we get into that, I know a Sweet Talker just responded. Hello, friends. Hello there.
Hi.
My alias is...
more of a nickname than an alias.
Mm-hmm.
Even close friends who know my real name still use my nickname. Me too. I still do too. Actually know what it is and I still like, oh, no. Right.
I answer to either. But if you feel sexier and more free when you use my nickname... Oh, but I'm sorry, but I feel sexier and more free when you use my nickname. Okay.
Yeah.
Noted. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I'll make sure I use that nickname in the future. Anywho.
In the future, you use Trist, it now.
I'm talking about in person.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So why are we talking about NDAs? Oh, somebody says, yeah, my alias is just me, but sexier. It's that persona. It's
the
that
persona.
It's that
zone.
Feeling that you get when you go to like a lifestyle event. Once we put on Locke and Trist, it's like, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Like I'm working on a vanilla project and Trist looked at one of my first things for the vanilla project and she was like, nah, you need to be more lock.
Yeah, I did.
And I knew exactly what she meant.
I was like, you need to be more
give
lock.
Give more lock.
This is not, no.
Like I think lock when I think like I have to present something at work or if I have to do like if I have to lead a meeting or something like that, I use that lock confidence, that loud, like, I got to talk, I got to be on, I got to give you engaging, you know, I got to do that thing. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Someone else says,
we wish we had done initials, LOL. Would have been easier. But now that we have profiles and all that, we normally go by our aliases. If we hang out more than once, though, you'll get our real name. Oh. That's what I'm saying. See?
But it sounds like they have a code. They have like kind of like rules that they go by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if we hang out more than once, then you get the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
That other couple that we was talking about, it sounded like they were kind of loose and goosey with it. They didn't put it together yet.
That's why we ain't hang out no more.
But that was 10 years ago. So maybe things have changed for them.
Good for
them. Trish, why you harbor such resentment
towards people? I just said good for them.
You are just so mean.
I'm not being mean. It's good for them. It didn't work out.
So how did we come across NDAs, man? Why are we talking about this stuff?
So NDAs, you know, I think that... It came up at a party about an NDA, right? Like, would you sign an NDA? What's the question? It was just a general question. Is it something that you would do?
It didn't come up at... No.
It came up at dinner.
No. It came...
It did. It came up at dinner.
It didn't. It came up at the party first and then at dinner.
Okay. Got it.
It came up at the party.
So I'm like, we talked about it at dinner.
Yeah, I know. We were at the Knights of St. Francis party in New York, and it was a guy there who mentioned that he was there with another dude who made him sign
an NDA.
Okay, so it was two couples, and one of the guys in the couple
was his client.
Yeah.
So he
had to sign the NDA. Right. He was trying to get the business.
Yeah.
And we found that like fascinating. So we brought it up to one of our friends at dinner who might be interested in having people sign NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense.
It does.
Now, why does it make sense to you, Trist?
I think it makes sense depending on what exactly and who you are that you do, mm-hmm. right? I think that if you have a certain type of, let's say, career, or there's some type of, like, if you were the president of a company or something like that, right? It makes sense for you to have people sign an NDA. Now, I don't know. So here's where it gets tricky, though.
Mm-hmm.
How do you present and when do you present an NDA to someone, right? So if it's just like if you're at a house party or if you're having a house party at your house, yeah, have everybody sign an NDA.
Have them shits at the door.
Or have them at the door.
With my lawyer.
Right. Like this, sign this. You can come in. If you don't want to sign, you can't come in.
So bye-bye.
So it makes sense, right? So then you can still be a part of the lifestyle without worrying about all your information and everybody leaking, mm-hmm. you know, everything out. But then when I think about it, is if you're at a regular resort
mm-hmm.
or some type of hotel takeover, if somebody brings an NDA and say, hey, can you sign this NDA? Are you going to sign it?
Depends on how hot they are.
So we had this.
It depends on the
too.
Move, man. It depends on if they hot, if it's worth it or not. I don't know, man.
Because at that point, I'm like, we talked about this. It's like, if I don't know who you are at this party.
And you present me with an NDA.
Then I'm going to look you up.
Bingo.
To figure it out. Because if I didn't think, if it didn't dawn on me, right?
Right.
That
right.
this is who you are. I don't know if you would filter questions to me to right. see if I know who you are. I don't know, right? But if it didn't dawn on me, you asked me to sign an NDA, I would probably I'll pass. Because for me at parties, I don't have that much stake in the game. I don't even know you like that. So it's okay.
And nor do I care.
For me to pass on, I'm good.
Yeah.
But if it's like a house party or somebody's having like a like any type of like party where they invited people,
mm-hmm.
I'll sign it. You know, I'll sign mm-hmm. it. Just at a resort, it's too many fish out there. I don't need to sign an NDA for you per se, unless you gotta be smoking hot somewhere. And I don't know.
A sweet talker says, yeah, it ain't that crucial, LOL. But at first it did feel like it did feel that way, so I get that initial fear. I think they talk about the
name.
NDAs.
Yeah.
They talking about the name thing.
Yeah. So in a way I feel like it is something you can do depending mm-hmm. on who you are, mm-hmm. you know, so that you can continue to enjoy being in a lifestyle.
I will contend this. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Who cares? Right. let's say a president of a Fortune 500 company or CEO. God bless you. See, gross.
You gross. It held out for a long time.
You did good. Ooh,
sorry.
Here it come.
There's
a CEO of such and such company goes out on a lifestyle date or, you know, goes to a party. And we know this person and they're recognizable. Mm-hmm. Phil Mickelson, right? He's a golfer, famous golfer. I remember it was rumored back in the day to be a swinger.
Allegedly.
Way to cover my ass there. Was a swinger back in the day, right? And if he were to, or someone of that stature were to come out, or somebody was to bust them out, and, you know, ex-famous person here just says, yeah, that was me. What power do we have then, right? What power do we have? If they just, if somebody owns up to it, you take away the power. If you're trying to shame someone, which is ultimately what people are afraid of, everybody's afraid of being shamed, of dragging your name through the mud or associating you with being like a demon or some shit like that, right? You're being, you don't respect the sanctity of marriage and all that shit. Somebody's going to drag you and drag your kids and talk they shit. But if you just own it, they don't have power, right?
Easily said than done.
Sure. Okay. It is. It would take monumental movement on a massive scale of like lifestylers to actually change the hearts and minds of everyone.
Yeah.
If you think about it, and we had this conversation with our friends, you got cruise ships. We can fill cruise ships, thousands mm-hmm. of swingers, thousands, right? Somebody in there is a CEO or a CFO or mm-hmm. a owner of an ex business. We know many of them. And if everyone on that cruise ship just stood up and was like, yeah, fuck it. This is what we do. What power does anyone else have against us? But here we are sitting with masks on. You know? Yeah. I don't know. It's a big contradiction, man. And it's something I feel passionate about. It's like, man, fuck. I hate the fact that we feel like we have to do this. Or, you know, I don't know, man.
And see, Sweet Talker says, I get why famous people would do that, but I don't know how I would feel if a friend asked me for it.
Yeah. It's like the famous people, we need them to be like, yeah, I'm a swinger. Like the homeboy from Silicon Valley. One of the stars of Silicon Valley. My man came out as a swinger and nobody gave a fuck. He's gone. I haven't seen him in a lot of shit. Maybe he's not getting work. But I mean, you know, I don't know. Anywho, so let's have some fun, Trist. If you had to draw one up, what kind of funny shit would you put in there? Just to be funny. Like, no serious answers. Funny answers only, Sweet Talkers. If you were writing an NDA, what would you put in it? For example, no associating my dick pics with my name, right? Right?
Yeah.
What else? What would you put in there? Like, you can't make sure that you don't visit my house during the hours of, you know what I'm saying, 9 to 5.
I'll put it in like, please wait 24 hours before posting. I don't know.
Right. It'd be like ask for consent before posting. Like ask me if this is clean enough to post.
Right. And then like you'll say, okay, yeah, you can take pictures, but then I must approve pictures. I don't know, something crazy. like yes, you can take the pictures.
You however, already do that, Trist.
I want to approve the
you
pictures.
You like approving pictures. Like, no, my ass don't look right. Mm-mm. But I like looking at that. That's fine. So, okay, well, let me ask you this. What things do you still hold private to this day? Oh, somebody chimed in. Sweet Talker says, go ahead, read that because my eyes are still.
I believe I'm there straining. Is a level of independence that needs to be achieved in order to come out. Yep, Monique owned her open relationship and hardly mm-hmm. anyone spoke on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you own that shit, don't nobody care.
Yeah.
Nobody care, but if you're trying to cover it up and let you tell a lie, ooh,
oh no, let
scandalous.
Here's the thing, uh-huh. Let your relationship fail.
Facts.
Right? If you go through a divorce, the first thing you're going to say, well, that's because they was doing that swinger stuff and mm-hmm. had an open relationship and all this and that and the third, right? But no, it could just be y'all just grew apart. Had nothing to do with any of that.
Right, right.
Yo, you still people.
You remember the Liberty University scandal, Jerry Falwell?
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Yeah,
I did. I was popcorn like.
It's like you take away the fact that they worked at like a Christian school, right?
Take that all away.
Take it away and just put regular people there. That ain't nothing but a hot wifing situation. It's a hot wife situation.
It was.
Yeah. Or cuckolding. It was like he was a cuck.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted the young dude to bang his wife while he watched.
Yep.
And we have terminology for that, but society, they made a fucking documentary about it. You know what I'm saying? They made like a scandal.
And I watched it.
Sure did. Like, I was like, you all know, of this. I know people that do this. They, you know what I'm saying?
They should have had him sign an NDA.
Someone says, we couldn't get enough of that scandal. Yes.
Should have signed an NDA that he could never talk about this. Never,
yeah, because he was singing like a canary.
Oh, see, that is a good, that's a good example.
Go for it.
That situation is a good example of this is a man in
power.
In a powerful position at a university, mm-hmm. right? You know what your statue is, right? And even if your wife, she found somebody, NDA.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would go into that type of situation without an NDA.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about ironclad NDA. Not just, oh, you know, you can't talk about it for a No, you can never talk about any of these things. If you do.
In perpetuity.
Yes, here are the consequences. Now, I don't even understand how you move without an NDA in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it seems so simple.
Like, you cannot tell me that.
Because I think he got a kick out of it being casual, like being sneaky. And that's what a lot of people
but
get.
But an NDA, you can still be casual, sneaky after you sign this document.
Yeah. You can still set up the sneaky. You can still hide in the closet and watch all the shenanigans. You can do all the things. And just got that paperwork locked up.
All locked. Locked up tight.
Yeah. So back to my question. What are some things that you still hold private? And how do you think it changed from when we started 10 years ago to now?
I think that we still hold like who we have around our kids.
Bingo.
But I don't think that's just lifestyle, actually. I think that's just in general. But it is also an extra layer to that with lifestyle, too. So it does take a little bit for people to meet our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one to that is to come to our house, like to actually know where we live at. Mm-hmm. It's another thing, right? And for me, that's kind of where I've always been. I've been one foot in and one foot out all the time about having a party at our house. So I am okay with small scale parties. Like people that we know or one of our friends may bring a friend or something like that.
Right.
But I'm always one
foot.
Highly
vetted.
Yeah, highly vetted. I'm always 1 foot in and 1 foot out about just having a bigger party at our house.
Your anxiety goes
bananas. My anxiety will be all over the place because I just, you know. So that part I think I still struggle with and hold those two private.
Yeah, I think. Yes, absolutely. I think those were the things that I wrote down. Depends on who you are, if you're going to meet our kids, where we live. And now, it depends on who you are if you learn that we have a show. That's something that we keep private also. We keep this side of us private. One, because we just want people to be natural, be normal, whatever, and not feel like, you know, we are trying to get something as content.
Yeah.
I just want people to be normal. Like, if we're going to kick it, we're going to kick it. And we're not trying to make everything content.
No.
I did recently share that we had a podcast with one of my cousins. You know, he's a young man now, and he's creeping up on 30. And we were just sharing. He's telling me stories. He's learning about life and relationships. And he's a bachelor, and he's telling, you know, and we just kind of, we're getting super close in the past couple years. And I felt comfortable enough to tell him that we do have a show and we do live a lifestyle, but I didn't tell him the name of the show. Not to say that he can't find it through other sources, but I didn't give him a lot of information to pick that from, because I didn't want to out Trist as far as like him being able to hear her words on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wanted to keep that layer of privacy.
And I appreciated that. Because when he was talking, I was like, uh-huh. And I'm like listening to him tell a story.
Yeah, you was ready to scratch my throat.
Okay, dude. Like, please don't tell me you told him, like, what the name of the show was. Because I have to look at this person.
No, that's something we'll decide together, if ever, if you know ever, what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was just something that we wanted to talk about and communicate on. And, again, I felt comfortable enough to share a private thing with him in a private way and still keep a layer of confidentiality, especially for my wife.
Yeah, and I agree with you about when we're out and about just chilling or out at events, you hardly ever hear say, hey, we have a podcast or something like that.
No.
Like, if it comes up, that's different. Like, if it comes up in a conversation or something like that, or someone says, hey, Locke and Tris, whatever the case, right? We've had those situations. Then we'll talk about the show. And the reason for that is because we, like Locke is saying, we want people to be normal, your normal self, and whatever that normal is for you. And also for you to feel comfortable around us and not think that, oh, I'm just telling you, I'm the, you know, I'm Locke and Tris from Living the Sweet Life, to get content out of you, or for you to then like treat me differently, right? To think that, oh, you know, we can hang out and I'm gonna tell people I'm with Locke and Tris. No, that's not, I would never do that. That's not, you know, I'm
you
not
actually
here.
Lose points for that.
Yeah, you do actually. that's yeah. We've had that happen once, and I was like, nope. And I said, you knew exactly who we were, and you tried to fake like you didn't know who we were, and that was I was like, you lying.
And then played that card with other people, and that was.
But then you
like,
told other people that we were Locke and Tris. It's so weird. Yeah. But so no, you will lose points for that, guys. You will lose big points for that. Just say if you know we're Locke and Tris, just say that. You know who
and
it
is. Fine. It's
and
cool.
It's fine.
Yeah, and we can rap and we can talk
about
it. Yeah. All right. Before you start getting ready and turning all red.
Sorry. Because you know that is like, that
I
is
know,
a
baby.
Pet peeve.
I know your peeves.
That is a new pet peeve of mine. It's like, don't lie. If you say you know who we are, you know who we are.
Let's bring it home. After 10 years, honey, what have we learned about privacy and secrecy and confidentiality? Do we care as much as we did back then? Are we a little looser, you feel?
I mean, on some stuff, yes, I think so. You know, it's, you know, we'll tell people, you know, our names, and we'll tell you around about where we live, like the area, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. If we meet somebody and it comes up in a conversation, we're like, oh, you know, we live down so-and-so, you know, and that will come up. But I think that's a change for us because before we'll just say we live in a DMV, you know, things like that. But we get a little bit more specific with that, and that's fine.
And it takes time. It takes time for everybody to grow. I keep using to say grow. I don't want to say grow. It takes time for people to change their habits or their thoughts on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And to each their own, you know. I think one of the Sweet Talkers said that they have a nice little pattern, right? After the second or third date, then maybe they start using their real names. And I think that's cool. That's something that people might want to adopt one day in your journey. I think if you want to see how we've changed, just take a look at episode one.
Yes.
Take a look at our early episodes.
Yes.
That shit was looking like this.
Well, it's even darker than that.
It was dark.
Dark.
It was green in this room. It was like
it was
we
not
were
sexy.
Hiding. No, it was not sexy. We were like hiding behind our microphones.
Yeah, it was not great.
We were terrified, right? And I think just where we are is kind of a good representation of where we are in general.
Yeah.
Like we're a lot more open. We got the light on us, meaning it's symbolic almost, Trish. Like we're almost out. Because we got these little shitty masks on.
I told
on.
You, that still will always be a part of it for me.
The mask, because it's
a part of the show.
Yeah, it's like Batman without his
mask.
So, yeah, I know. But it's still kind of symbolic of where we are still. It still represents that we're open for the most part, but there's still just a little bit that we're going to keep to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's still some privacy. It's still, you have to earn that. You gotta win that. For us to take our masks off and give you exactly who we are, our families, our kids, our addresses, all that stuff.
And I was going to say,
it
too,
just takes
like
time.
The first couple of years, we talked about this earlier, people didn't even know where we lived. I'm talking about we were friends with people for 2 years. They had never been to our house.
Yeah.
Like ever.
Oh, yeah. Like when we first started. Like we lived in a little condo. We never had anyone over
Nobody's ever been to our house. So we got comfortable enough to, when we moved, we got comfortable.
And to start hosting.
And we started hosting people and just, you know, having people over here and there. Mm-hmm. It started with like two friends. Like, okay, we live here. You can come over. Kind of like those types of things. And now we're just like, hey, you in town? You want to stay at our house?
Come on through. Like, come on through. We're going to stop by my mama's house and get some. Yeah, it's one of them things, man. But it all takes time and everybody's different. And just enjoy it. You know, try not to be too tough and too tight because then people might not think that you're interested. I'm not saying give it all away.
No. Just,
you know, it's a give and take. You know, it is a dance of vulnerability. Some people like to share more than others, and that's okay too. You know what I mean? Everybody, if they're worth it, they'll wait. You know what I mean? They'll wait for you to get comfortable with sharing. So I think we can end it on that note, huh, Trist?
Yeah, I think you did a good job. And also, just know, because I know in the episode that we just had before, because it kind of relates to this, if you feel comfortable with people, tell them your daggone name.
Oh, Trist, come on.
No, I'm talking about for real. No, tell them your whole name, not just your first name. Like, just be friends with friends for years.
I put a nice little bow on it, and then you're going to untie my bow, Trist. It takes time. Y'all, please let her know.
It takes time.
Everybody is vulnerable in their own
time. Got it.
Bow. End.
He's waiting to see if I say something else. All right, guys. Have a good night.
We'll talk to y'all next time.
Bye.
Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.